How you doing, guys?
We're looking for shrimp. Y'all selling shrimp?
That's funny.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Up until a month ago, these fishermen were out catching fish and shellfish in the waters of Plaquemines Parish. These days, they're hired by oil giant BP to clean up miles and miles of oil after one of the company's rigs exploded on April 20th.
I don't know. That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't like it, but we ain't got nothing else to do because all the shrimp seasons are closed, so we do the best we can with what we can do.
Every day, hundreds of fishermen turn cleaning crew pile onto boats to lay reels of white and orange booms. But oil is still being seen creeping over and beneath these barriers, reaching the delicate marshes and coastline.
We miss a lot, but what I miss, the next boat behind me will come back and get.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we're constantly making circles on it, picking it up again and again and again until it's all gone.
With fishing largely shut down along the Gulf Coast and shrimping now closed everywhere, employment with BP is the only option on the table for many. But not everyone is able to get out and clean oil. Peter Young races us through narrow waterways before settling into a small oil-soaked bay. He does not work for BP and may not be able to go fishing for years.
I try to be so optimistic. I had been optimistic until last week. I don't know. I truly don't. I mean, this is my livelihood. This is what I've been doing for the last 18 years, is fishing right here, this old lighthouse out here. I mean, I made a lot of money, and this is what I support my family with.
But even when the no fishing zones open, customers may question the safety of one of America's most productive fisheries for many years to come.
I don't even like the way you sounded. I don't even like the way that sounded. I mean, we have truly world-class fishing here. I mean, right now, the fish are biting. You know, I'm catching a lot of trout, a lot of redfish, you know, in the safe zones way north of here. You know, I have to go a lot further than I normally go to somewhat make a living.
For many watermen across the Gulf Coast, waiting is now a way of life. Waiting to see where the oil will sit. Waiting for crab and ship zones to reopen. Waiting to make a living. Susan Madaris, Press TV, New Orleans, Louisiana.